Good morning, brothers and sisters. So today, we thank and praise the Lord for blessing us today, making us a part of this assembly, partake the celebration for the third Sunday of Advent. And the two previous Sundays gave us an idea of the second coming of Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Today, the third Sunday of Advent, we will begin to remember the first Sunday of Advent, the first coming of Jesus. So we will begin today to remember the first coming of the Messiah, which is the Christmas. And Christmas reminds us of incarnation. And you know, we know that incarnation, the Word, the light, made flesh. And He became man. He lives among us. He became among us. And He really liked us. So that's why St. John the Baptist, in the beginning of his proclamation, he said, "There was among you whom you do not know." It was on his mind that the people might fail to recognize Jesus, and that means either rejection of Jesus as the true Messiah, the Son of God, who was sent by his Father. St. John the Evangelist, not the Baptist, the one who wrote this gospel, wanted to make sure that the world could not make the same mistake as he mentioned in today's gospel. He quoted, "These things had been recorded to help you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God." Brothers and sisters in Christ, here is a big question. If the people during those time of St. John the Baptist failed to recognize Jesus, how much more today, in our time, we, the people of the modern world? Can we still recognize Jesus in the midst of our dream, in the midst of our goal for success? Can we still recognize Jesus while we are in the time of believing that time is gold? We are running always out of the time. But to give you a more favorable answer, let us go back to the words of St. John the Baptist. "There is one among you whom you do not know." There is one among us whom we do not know. So one among us today. We do believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. We do accept the reality of His presence in the Blessed Sacrament. And there should be more. We do believe too that Jesus is not only glorified in heaven and sacramentally present in the Holy Eucharist, but He is also among us today. Jesus is among us today. And where is He? Can we point Jesus now? Where is He? Sisters and brothers in Christ, only faith, only our faith could see the true identity of Jesus, where He is. Today, Jesus is hidden beneath the humanity of the persons with whom we live, especially persons with whom we love. Jesus is hidden beneath the humanity of our loved ones, in the humanity of our children, in the humanity of our friends, in the humanity of our neighbors, and even in the humanity of our enemies. 12 days from now, we will be celebrating Christmas. And in that celebration, we will renew our faith in Jesus. We will profess our faith, our belief that the little baby born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem is the Messiah, the Son of God. And it is the Christmas spirit to have the feeling of goodwill towards our fellow men. And that's why we send cards, we give gifts, and we greet a joyful Merry Christmas to others, because we believe that Jesus is born in our fellow human beings. We hope, we pray that this spirit of love, this spirit of recognizing Jesus with others, will not be confined only for the month of December, but shall endure throughout the year. Amen.